Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Last fiscal year, council authorized staff to install security cameras in Shoreline Park and Mariner's Landing. And we piggyback on a national Omnia contract with a local partner, Security Engineering, and we installed three multi-sensor cameras in Mariner's Landing, really focusing on the peripheral of the park. Those cameras gave us a great feed directly back to our dispatch center for live viewing.
This is the Gulf Breeze City Council meeting, and this is a watershed moment in the history of the Pensacola Morning News. If you've listened to this show for years, you'll know, if you have, that when I talk to Sam Abel and talk about Gulf Breeze and covering our city of license, that, you know, one of the things I have long wished for is the ability to play you audio from the meetings, because that's what I do. I watch these meetings and I play you audio. Well, Gulf Breeze has a policy of not streaming or televising their meetings. But they do record them, and I'm now getting the audio, and I get to listen. I get to learn these voices, and I get to share this stuff with you. So this story is relatively old. I mean, we reported on this several weeks ago. But the Mariner's Landing cameras, the old Wayside Park underneath the bridge on the Gulf Breeze side, they've got three installed, and they have a good view under the bridge, but you can't make out the license plates at night of the cars coming and going. So, and other issues.
One thing we noticed after observing the 12 locations for a period of time is that there was a blind spot underneath the bridge where we really couldn't see details, and that's where a lot of congregation was happening at nighttime. And so that's a request directly from the police chief that we add another location that focuses on the area kind of in the middle underneath the bridge. And another thing we noticed is in nighttime conditions, vehicles leaving and entering the park, we could not see their license plate clear enough to read the numbers.
Right. So it's good to have some video coverage, camera coverage for the police department to make sure that what's going on under the bridge is safe and that people feel safe and that it's not, bad activity, as often can be the case in a situation like this. So they're proposing to put up more cameras with more capability.
That is at a price of $24,191 for the addition of one more multi-sensor camera and two zoom cameras.
They can read the plates and CP.
It's really going to be designed to read the plates, but it's going to be focusing on the entrance and exit to the park.
Yeah, so new cameras, and there aren't very many problems now, but they're trying to avert the development of problems and delinquent behavior and presumably, minor misdemeanors, graffiti and defacing property and all that kind of stuff.
Are you still seeing a lot of congregation underneath the bridge?
We are. It's, overall, there has not been a lot of crime, and we think that is due to that you see the cameras as you go in, and it's very well lit, and we have the park ranger and police presence down there frequently, so that's kind of the atmosphere we're trying to create.
So this is just to bolster that and to make sure that we don't go down the wrong path. It's not that we are down the wrong path, it's just, let's make sure that we go in the right direction. And by the way, having listened to this meeting now, and also, preparing to listen to the one from this week, this was the November meeting. I just want to say this. We do the recaps with Sam Abel, and she tells us what happened. And it was very refreshing because Sam does such a great job recapping the meeting. It's almost I don't need to listen to the audio, but I like listening to it. I like to hear the voices for myself so you can hear the voices for yourself of your elected officials. Now, I'm going to do something really stupid because in the process of using the first ever chance I've had to use the audio, which I really appreciate Sam finding it for me, I'm now going to prove that no good deed goes unpunished. Because, you know, if I can find a way to make it funny, I will. So one of the really kind of a cool thing that Sam announced they were doing was...
I would like to just remind the council about a special event that we have coming up on December 20th. And that relates to a special unveiling of a sound garden at Woodland Park.
Sound garden? At Woodland Park? Nice! I couldn't resist. She's going to hate me. She is so going to hate me.
As you know, Miss Savannah Maples passed away from pancreatic cancer.
Because it's such a serious story.
And her family is very special to the city. Her mom is Miss Stephanie Fort, and her aunt is Miss Jill Lee. In lieu of flowers, those who were honoring her at her memorial gave funds for the sound garden that will be unveiled on December 20th.
She keeps saying it. She keeps saying the word. Okay, all right, enough. So it's a great thing. It's a really nice thing that we're tributing this person and doing a special thing at the park that's going to get its renovations, too, by the way. That park, the Woodland Park, is going to, we talked about that with her, it's going to get lots of renovations. So in any case, it's nice to see that those are, all of this is going to be open to the public, and garden clubs are involved, and it's a very good story. But you know me, I'm always looking for the funny slice. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I am. She's gonna hate me so much. Ah, well, you know, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News Experience. Coming up next, the Transgressors Memorial Service. Who got canceled and why? We'll tell you coming up shortly. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
There is a disabled vehicle in the roadway, Pensacola Boulevard and North W Street in Pensacola. Just use caution through that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday at 10 when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show to talk about everything from spring registration to graduation and so much more. And did you know that 92% of Pensacola State College students graduate loan-free? Learn more Tuesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Once again, this week, we find ourselves in the very wonderful position of being able to have an all-praise, only-praise Transgressors Memorial Service. Our first good note of the week is for the outstanding work being done all around this nation on behalf of our dearly beloved friends, the Turkeys. Yes, despite millions of their brethren and sistren and possibly otheren being slaughtered mercilessly last week during Thanksgiving, or what we prefer to call the annual celebration of genocide and massacre against indigenous peoples by perpetrating massacre and genocide against turkeys day, or just genocide day for short, some brave souls were actually rescuing birds and safely transporting them to sanctuaries with the help and money of their fellow Americans.
Every year around Thanksgiving, we really highlight our turkey residents that you can sponsor.
That's right. And for just $25, you too can spare a turkey from the carving knife and send him or her or them to their pronoun-honoring resort of choice, complete with a special Genocide Day meal just for them and a picture of your own personal rescue turkey. It's so important that we treat turkeys like the people they are, the birds of a feather we want to flock together with, our fellow residents on this little Gaia planet, and the more we can learn to think of them like people, the better off we'll be.
They're capable of creating those bonds of friendship with human beings, with each other, with other species, and I think it's important that we recognize that.
Yes, turkeys are people too, and it's time we stop seeing them as property, let alone as food, that we can just murder whenever we want in order to have some artificial celebration of gluttony while grown men in spandex and helmets fight each other over a tiny dead pig ball. Instead, let us learn about the richness and depth of emotion and love that can flourish when we befriend turkeys, instead of eating them.
Turkeys, just like cats and dogs and other animals, have feelings, and we think they should be treated with kindness.
Yes, we must come to realize that eating a turkey is no different from eating a family pet. In fact, let them become our pets, our companions. Let us walk our turkeys twice a day. Let us set them on our laps during car rides, and let us take them to the turkey park to frolic with the other feather babies. Even Ben Franklin thought were so majestic they should be made the national bird of the United States. Give them gobble toys. Make them wear thematic sweaters with matching talon mittens in the winter, and make sure they get all their shots and immunizations, because the last thing we want is for Henry and Alice, the pet turkeys, to suffer and die from bird flu or avian chlamydia. It's a thing. Look it up. Before we move on, we do want to observe one of the most painful parts of the Genocide Day tradition, and that is the annual demonstrations by firepersons showing the unsafety of deep-frying a frozen turkey. Painful because it makes us think that these poor birds, deprived of their dignity, stripped of their feathers, displayed so humiliatingly in public naked and frozen and then dropped suddenly into a vat of scalding oil, were murdered for nothing. They aren't even going to be able to become food burned to a crisp by the flames as they are. They died in vain. What a tragedy. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we once again want to salute and praise Her Highness the Holy and Royal One, Queen Michelle Obama, for reminding Americans why they are such horrible sexist, racist losers. Probably because America itself is a horribly racist, sexist, loser nation that will never elect a female president.
We ain't ready. That's why I'm like, don't even look at me about running, because you all are lying. You're not ready for a woman. You are not. So don't waste my time.
Even someone as majestic as herself knows that we won't elect a female president. In other words, we could right now be experiencing the joys of 8 years of Presidentress Kamala, followed by the natural second coming of the Obama administration with 8 years of Presidentrix Michelle, leading us toward the promised land of gender, race, and sexual equity for whoever she wants to bequeath equity upon. And as so clearly explained, none of this had anything to do with the deficiencies of Miss Hillary or Miss Kamala as candidates, or of the alleged mistakes made by our dearly beloved Uncle Joe, and which President What's-His-Name promises to fix. No, it was all just sexism and racism.
You know, we got a lot of growing up to do, and there's still, I'm sadly, a lot of men who do not feel like they can be led by a woman, and we saw it.
Boy, we sure do have a lot of growing up to do. And let me make note of one more important element here. It literally doesn't matter whether race and sex actually kept Mamala Kamala out of the White House. It certainly did, but even if it didn't, Michelle is doing exactly the right thing here, continually perpetuating our core allegation that America will never evolve, that it can never outgrow its roots in sexism and racism. Yes, Michelle, keep reminding America of these demographic grievances. Keep playing the identity politics card over and over and over. Keep emphasizing that men and women are interchangeable, but yet the only way to have diversity is to have a mixture of these indistinguishable but totally different genders. Keep declaring that black and white are the same thing while also talking endlessly about their differences. And definitely keep proving that the only way to show that sexuality doesn't matter, whether straight or gay or bi or multi or poly, is to keep fixating endlessly on including every different letter of the holy acronym string as much as possible in every situation or situation comedy. And of course, never, ever let those wicked Republicans promote women like Condoleezza Rice or Nikki Haley or Sarah Huckabee Sanders or Kristi Noem. And definitely be sure to never let people realize that President, oh no, we won't actually say his name, did have the first female chief of staff of any president in Susie Wiles. Or for that matter, that he had the first openly gay cabinet member in DNI Rick Grenell before Pete Buttigieg had ever even lost a primary. And that his Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is also openly gay. Deny, deny, deny. That is our rallying cry. So good for you, Your Highness, and keep telling America how backwards, racist, and sexist they are for your refusal to risk an actual run for president. Well done, and we love you all the more for it. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, and I really can't believe we get to do this 2 weeks in a row, but our last piece of praise is reserved for the Florida Republican Party. Surprising, yes, I know, but hear me out. Of course, there are all sorts of reasons to criticize the Gunshine State's GOP, but when someone is about to give you a nice, big, juicy, gay political win, you take it. This week, the Florida House discussed a proposal to abandon their state bird of 98 years, the Northern Mockingbird, and to replace it with the American Flamingo.
We obviously know where flamingos are everywhere, in every airport, during the lottery tickets, everywhere. But more importantly, the flamingo also represents the milestone in restoration of the Everglades.
That's Republican.
Walk through the halls here, flamingos are everywhere.
That's Republican Jim Mooney explaining his proposal.
I have to invite you all when you come down to go to Flamingo Gardens. It's one of the most amazing collections of these amazing birds. I just didn't want Representative Mooney flying solo on this, so I decided to join him.
Aw. And that's Republican Chip LaMarca, who joined Mooney in the most brotherly love of solidarity we think Republicans are actually capable of, offering moral support during the presentation. Yes, these two South Florida Republican men really do seem as happy as two flamingos to be working together on this project. So why are we so excited to see Florida make this change? Because obviously the flamingo is the single gayest bird the state could choose to represent itself. It's literally a flaming pink work of natural art. In fact, the name even expresses its super gay identity. It's a flaming O. What more could we ask for? But aside from the symbolism, flamingos are known to be heterosexual, homosexual, and even bisexual in nature, sometimes even forming same-sex family units to raise their little white flaminglets, who need to be nurtured into pinkness by their parents. They really should have called it, "And Flamingo Makes Three." And as far as being the ideal birds for people of the rainbow, other than possibly the toucan or the macaw, the flamingo has got to be the gayest bird ever. If I told you to meet me at the flamingo bar, you'd just assume there'd be neon leather chaps and plenty of music by Lady Gaga and the Village People. You know you've never heard of a conservative think tank that called itself the Flamingo Club, for a reason. And in case you didn't know, Republican Adam Anderson even reminded the members.
Yeah, I have one concern that I want to put on record, though. A quick Google search reveals that a group of flamingos is called the Flamboyants. So I have a little bit of concern about that, but I'll be up on your bill.
Flamboyance, indeed. That's what we need more of in a place like Florida, where, with the one hand, the Department of Transportation is painting black over gay pride street murals, but with the other hand, they are on the verge of institutionalizing the most fabulous feathered creature ever made as their state bird. So we celebrate this flamboyance of legislators for making the avian epitome of pinkness their symbol of pride and inclusion. Way to flaming go, Florida. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
I told you that one might make the ceremony when we talked about it. It was too easy. It wrote itself. All right. 627 here on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
There is a disabled vehicle on the roadway, Pensacola Boulevard and North W Street. Just use caution through that area. Also, a vehicle crash I-110 southbound right at mile marker 5. They're saying there's a roadblock there. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're considering the next vehicle in your history of owning motor cars, well, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. You know, 1 to 3 or maybe 4 years young, cars with like 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. You know, you're going to be the second owner. You're going to be the first owner, second, possibly the third owner. But you're going to get cars that are in great shape. Every car they sell, they warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles. That's included. And they'll take good care of you. Why? Because they want you to come back. they're not trying to have just, you know, one quick, you know, make a buck kind of encounter with you. They're trying to make you so happy that you want to come back and buy from them the next time, the time after that, to bring your spouse, your kids, your friends. Like, that's what they want. That's why when you see all those bumper stickers and those license plate frames running around town, those are satisfied customers. That's why I recommend them. Dave Ramsey recommends it, because they're just, they do it right. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. The man accused of planting pipe bombs near the Republican and Democratic national headquarters before the 2021 Capitol riot is now in custody. Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing yesterday that Brian Cole Jr. had been arrested. Those bombs were reportedly viable and could have caused major harm had they exploded. Netflix is now reportedly in exclusive talks to buy Warner Brothers Discovery Studios. A report from Reuters says that Netflix would acquire the film and TV studios of Warner Brothers Discovery along with its streaming assets in a deal that would be valued at $28 per share. A group of Hollywood producers, however, have written a letter to Congress against that deal. And about $4 billion apparently was raised for charity this year on Giving Tuesday since 2012. The day after Cyber Monday has been designated Giving Tuesday. The Giving Tuesday website says the $4 billion raised this year was a 13% increase from 2024.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, I don't know if you saw this, but it really is one of my favorite weird stories of the day. Did you see that Detroit has a brand new statue, an 11-foot statue?
Come quietly or there will be trouble.
Of RoboCop. Privately funded, privately erected on private property. Yes, the Sentinel of Destruction and Mayhem is now watching over the Motor City.
Thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The man accused of planting pipe bombs in D.C. on the eve of the Capitol riots will appear in court at 1:30.
Legit motive.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, and while the evidence led detectives to arrest the suspects quickly, Johnson says their explanation just didn't add up. 16-year-old Gabriel Williams and 14-year-old Kamari Blevins remain in custody at the Santa Rosa Juvenile Detention Center on first-degree premeditated murder charges. Prosecutors will present that case to a grand jury to determine whether those teens should be charged as adults. Emergency crews responded to a structure fire yesterday in Cantonment. Firefighters arrived at a home on Pauline Street where they found one adult inside with fire-related injuries. That person was taken to a hospital. The state's Bureau of Fire and Arson is investigating the cause. Naval Air Station Pensacola is hosting a Pearl Harbor Remembrance Ceremony at the Naval Aviation Memorial Chapel this morning. That ceremony begins at 8 a.m., following the morning colors, the event honors the more than 2,400 service members and civilians killed in the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor 84 years ago. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing a way to protect people from the dangers of artificial intelligence. He announced yesterday he wants to establish an AI Bill of Rights. DeSantis says that would define and safeguard people's rights, including putting restrictions on AI use of someone's name, image, or likeness without their consent. It would also limit insurance companies from using AI for insurance claims. DeSantis says the Bill of Rights would also protect Floridians from footing the bill for hyperscale AI data centers. Now, Palm Beach County's government is accused of excessive and wasteful spending. Florida CFO Blaise Ingolia making that claim yesterday. He says that county wasted over $340 million in taxpayer money. Ingolia says that's the highest amount of wasteful spending he's found in the 11 local governments that he has reviewed so far. Ingolia said that if that county were to reduce its millage rate by 0.55, it could save taxpayers money without impacting their services. A man who runs a trucking school in Tampa, welcoming a recent announcement from the White House, the Trump administration said this week that it's revoking the certification of thousands of trucking schools for lax training standards and record keeping. The Roadmaster Driver School says that some schools are trying to fit a 30-day course into just a few days. He says that is just impossible. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 53 and cloudy. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are
we're going to be looking at some wet weather as you go throughout your day today. 80% chance of rain, high near 59 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 52. Wet weather for that Saturday, about 100% chance of that rain. We will have highs near 60 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 54. We're going to keep clouds around on that Sunday with just a small sprinkle possible, high near 65 degrees. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 48. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 53, cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. Let's get a check on our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Traffic is brought to you by Bell's Florida. Amazing deals on everything every day. Shop Bell's Florida this holiday for gifts for the entire family. Up to 60% off on everything. Holiday ready apparel and accessories. Bell's Florida, family owned for 110 years and counting. Taking a look at the big board, we have a vehicle crash, I-110 southbound, right at mile marker 5. They're saying there's a roadblock associated with that. Also, a vehicle crash, State Road 281, which is Avalon Boulevard, just before you get to the Garson Point Bridge. Drive with caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. And your next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with your Money Now. Oil prices are slightly lower on expectations of a Fed rate cut next week and as Ukraine...
Too much on your plate? Get 50% off your first 6 months of payroll at gusto.com/radio. Gusto saves you 2 days every month on payroll, taxes, and compliance. So you can go from payroll to pumpkin pie, filing taxes to raising glasses, counting hours to counting blessings. There's no need to transfer payroll history when you switch before the end of the year. And you'll be thankful you did. Choose a future with Gusto and get more time for what matters. For a limited time, get 50% off your first 6 months at gusto.com/radio.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Running a business is tough, but getting connected shouldn't be. Data Revolution is making it easy with free installation of phones and network upgrades. Whether you're opening a new office or upgrading your current setup, our expert team handles everything fast, reliably, and with zero installation fees. Search Data Revolution today to schedule your free installation and see our over 70 five-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rewards reserved.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
Hi, this is Mary Hoxing. Merry Christmas, Pensacola. As we gather with family and friends this Christmas season, may your hearts be filled with joy and your homes with laughter. Wishing you all peace, love, and warmth from our family to yours. Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Front Desk Tina, and I'm wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Let me just say this. Admiral Bradley and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff did the right thing. Admiral Bradley defended the decisions taken. And Admiral Bradley has a storied career, and he has my respect, and he should have the respect of all of us. But what I saw in that room was one of the most troubling things I've seen in my time in public service. You have two individuals in clear distress, without any means of locomotion, with a destroyed vessel, who were killed by the United States.
So yesterday, as you all know, we had this classified hearing or closed-door session with Admiral Frank Bradley, Mitch, is Middle Lance, that's what people call him, Mitch is shorthand. Anyway, and he along with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. They were there, General Kane. They were there, and they were talking about this much questioned September 2nd first narco drug boat strike that involved, you know, at the time we only thought there were two, more on that in a moment, but two strikes against his boat, the second one after what had been possibly legitimate targets became, you know, shipwrecked sailors and therefore ineligible for targeting under the rules of war that the Pentagon itself advocates. Jim Himes, a Democrat from Connecticut, watched the video, was in the briefing, and he came out and said he's never seen anything more disturbing in his life. And by the way, he tried to walk away and they kind of begged him back with what was really a kind of an incompetent question, but it did get him back to talk a little bit more about what he saw.
Can you tell us a little bit more about exactly what was so troubling? Like, what were some of the things that come up with?
Under the DoD manual for abiding by the laws of armed conflict, the specific example given of an impermissible action is attacking a shipwreck. Any American who sees the video that I saw will see the United States military attacking shipwrecked sailors. Bad guys, but attacking shipwrecked sailors. Now there's a whole set of contextual items that the Admiral explained. Yes, they were carrying drugs. They were not in the position to continue their mission in any way. People will someday see this video and they will see that video shows, if you don't have the broader context, an attack on shipwrecked sailors.
And that's exactly the kind of thing that has been alleged about this. Of course, also alleged was that Pete Hegseth ordered it, you know, them all to be killed beforehand. That was disproven, basically, in the testimony.
The last thing I'm going to say is that the Admiral confirmed that there had not been a kill them all order, and that there was not an order to grant no quarter.
So does it exonerate Hegseth?
That's all I got.
Do you think the video should be released publicly?
I do,
he says. And, you know, we don't at this point know whether it will or whether it will not. There's legitimate questions about capabilities, methods, tactics, and that kind of stuff that you may not want to disclose. But at the same time, we've seen loads of these kinds of videos, so it, you know, it may not be. But so he says it was, to his opinion, definitely a violation of the rules of war, an attack against shipwrecked sailors. Tom Cotton, a Democrat. Oh, by the way, I think I called General Kane Dean Kane, the actor. he might be Superman in private life, but it's Dan Kane. Sorry about that. Anyway, as the chairman of Joint Chiefs. So Tom Cotton, who is, of course, a Republican, senator from Arkansas.
I want to thank Admiral Bradley and General Kane for coming to brief about the strikes on September 2nd, which were righteous strikes. These are narco-terrorists who are trafficking drugs that are destined for the United States to kill thousands of Arkansans and millions of Americans. The first strike, the second strike, and the third and the fourth strike on September 2nd were entirely lawful and needful, and they were exactly what we'd expect our military commanders to do.
So, slightly different interpretation of the same information. Tom Cotton says this was completely lawful and necessary, and it was not just two, that it was actually four strikes against this boat.
What exactly did you see in terms of the video of the second strike? Were there survivors?
I saw two survivors trying to flip a boat loaded with drugs bound for the United States back over so they could stay in the fight. And potentially, given all the context we heard, of other narco-terrorist boats in the area coming to their aid to recover their cargo and recover those narco-terrorists. And just like you would blow up a boat off of the Somali coast or the Yemeni coast, and you'd come back and strike it again if it still had terrorists and it still had explosives or missiles, Admiral Bradley and Secretary Hegseth did exactly what we would expect them to do.
And keep in mind, as who you interpret as being more reliable on the interpretation of this information, Cotton was a Ranger. he was part of the Screaming Eagles. He was deployed in Iraq, Operation Iraqi Freedom, the 101st Airborne. So, you know, he's got some knowledge in the vicinity, right? That doesn't necessarily mean he's right, but, you know, you always have to keep in mind, you know, what people's background is in terms of how they interpret things.
Did military JAGs say that the second and follow-on strikes were all lawful?
Yes, look, this is not like a firefight in some cave in Afghanistan that had three people. This was witnessed by literally hundreds of uniformed and civilian personnel at the Pentagon, at Fort Bragg, at other installations. Dozens of them were lawyers. Everybody was watching. Everybody had seen the intelligence and the legal basis leading up to these strikes. Everyone was present during it, and that continues to be the case. There's been no change in the guidance or the order that the Secretary has given to our troopers. And in subsequent strikes, there is an example where survivors actually were shipwrecked and distressed and not trying to continue on their mission. And they were treated, as they should be, as non-combatants. They were picked up by U.S. forces. Just an example of how, of course, our military always obeys the laws of war. Our military also acts within appropriate lawful authority to target these narco-terrorists.
And so the rules did not change over time. In subsequent incidents, we rescued shipwrecked narco-terrorists. And in this incident, we attacked shipwrecked narco-terrorists, as he says, he claims, because they were re-entering the fight, and that was clear from the video. Again, a very different interpretation from what Representative Jim Himes had given, who, again, not that it makes it definitive, but does not have military experiences like a businessman or something. We'll come back to this in a second. Of course, we all wanted to be able to watch the general's testimony. That was not possible. But the next best thing we've got, which is far from best because we can't observe it ourselves and make judgments for ourselves. But still, we're getting mediated information through Democrats and Republican lenses. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
There's a new vehicle crash, Klondike Road at Mobile Highway. Partial roadblock there. Use caution through that area. Also, a vehicle crash, I-110 southbound at mile marker 5. They're saying there's also a roadblock in that area. And then a vehicle crash, State Road 281, which is Avalon Boulevard, just before the Garson Point Bridge. Drive with caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So I've been talking to you about Christina Leavenworth for a long time. I mean, years we've been talking about her. She's just so effective at selling homes. And, during the height of the market, they were selling well over 200 homes a year, 175 2 years ago, 165 last year. They're above 180 already this year and probably going to finish close to 200 this year. So they sell a lot. She sells a lot of homes. She and her team at Leavenworth Realty sell a lot of homes, especially in a challenging market because, frankly, what happens is people have other realtors often and cannot get their home sold. And then they come to her and she sells their home. And I've told you, after two or three or sometimes five realtors, and oh my God, it's even worse. She told me that she had a client that had seven prior realtors that could not get the home sold. And they came to her and she got the home sold. it's just how that works. They're actually up 30% in terms of sales volume in a down year. So if you, want to get in, look, this is a little thing, but it still can matter a lot. Sometimes you think the price is too high. No, sometimes the price is too low to attract the right kind of people. She had a home that she just sold. I think it was in Navarre. She was telling me that it was the agent who she talked to said that it should be $499, not a dime more. They sold it at $625. It's all kinds of different ways you get solutions, and that's just a good example of how sometimes you got to know enough to pick the right number that's high enough, frankly. So give her a call today, 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Back to Tom Cotton, debriefing after the closed-door session with the Admiral and the General about Admiral Bradley and General Kane about the narco-terror strikes, in particular the one that had, now we learned, four strikes against his boat.
Did military JAG say that the second and follow-on strikes were all lawful?
Yes, look, this is not like a firefight.
Oh, sorry, I played that one already. Here we go.
If you think these strikes are justified and righteous, as I do, and I want them to continue, then of course the second strike, when you have two survivors who are trying to flip their boat back over and continue on their mission, remain in the battle. Unlike a subsequent strike in which there was no such indication and they were what's called distressed or shipwrecked under the laws of the sea and the law of armed conflict, and our military went out and picked them up.
And should the strikes continue? He says yes, absolutely. In fact,
is your expectation that these strikes will continue?
It's my expectation and my deep hope that these strikes will continue.
What about on land? The president has said that strikes could happen on land. Is that something you would support?
If necessary to stop the flow of drugs into the United States and protect our communities and our children, we should take take force to these cartels wherever they are authorized.
Anywhere they're authorized, even on land. And part of the value of the briefing, he said, was to dispel the lies sold in the Washington Post. But he says he wished they'd have done it sooner.
Well, look, they came up and They came up here today to brief us because of the lies that were in the Washington Post last Friday to clear the air. I advise them next time to immediately put out what they told us today, because if they had put it out on Friday or Saturday, you wouldn't have the 6 days of controversy. I think you would have had the American people very satisfied that we have such a high degree of professionalism in our military, and the president is taking the battle to these narco terrorists.
And they were clear, he was clear, that there's been no change in protocol or policy, that, you know, some cases you rescue, sometimes you strike again. Again, asked the thing that Jim Himes had said, there was no kill order, no take no prisoners, no quarter kind of situation.
Was there a kill all order from Secretary Hatch?
No, both. Admiral Bradley was very clear that he was given no such order, not to give no quarter or to kill them all. He was given an order that, of course, was written down in great detail, as our military always does.
But was there a vocal order as well?
There was no vocal order either.
No vocal order subsequent to the written order. And I actually agree with him about the prior point that, you know, I wish they would have come out with this information earlier. I'm still frustrated that you've got a Republican so definitively saying it was a justified strike and a Democrat so definitively saying it was not a justified strike. The strikes were apparently only minutes apart as opposed to hours apart. But then, you know, one last person who came, I was surprised more people didn't come out and speak, but Chris Coons, a senator, of course, Chris Coons says,
Senator Cotton said he expects these strikes to continue. Do you think there will be more briefings with these?
There should be. There has to be more and better briefing about why this is the right thing for us to be doing. Because if the president of the United States pardons the former president of Honduras, who was convicted by an American court of trafficking hundreds of tons of cocaine, not in general, but specifically to the United States, if President Trump can pardon a convicted narco-terrorist trafficker, how does this campaign, where we are targeting and killing folks on the open ocean to prevent their trafficking of drugs anywhere, how is that legitimate? That's a policy question. That is not a question rooted in the operation of our armed forces. That's about the larger judgment, which the secretary and president are responsible for.
Yeah, and I mean, he's not wrong. It's super weird that he pardoned the former president of Honduras 400 tons of cocaine he was convicted of trafficking, saying that he was basically, you know, abused by the justice system, that was an illegitimate political attack against him. And, you know, it's hard to know what to think about pardoning a convicted through the actual process with testimony and evidence narco trafficker. And we got that one totally wrong. But then again, we're supposed to trust that we get these strikes against, you know, low evidence, no public evidence, or very little public evidence against these narco. It's just hard. It's hard to make sense of it all. I actually kind of agree with Chris on this. Also, then question about the details, which he was very reluctant to give. He felt like he might be compromising the security classification of the information. So, but he was asked about the kill order and about the events.
Can you say anything about whether the original orders that were given by Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, Jim, it sounds as if he did not order to kill everyone on board.
I'm waiting for some follow-up from this briefing, but that's certainly what was presented.
And then we also heard from Senator Cotton that the boat was flipped over and the survivors are trying to flip it back right side. Is that your understanding?
That's a fair characterization.
Was the strike after the survivors had climbed back in the boat? Or did they ever climb back in the boat? It feels unclassified to me.
I'm trying to avoid making something unclassified that's currently classified, to the best of my understanding. Senator Cotton and I came out with different understandings of what we saw.
Yeah, so what actually happened? Was it justified or wasn't it? I don't know what to make of all this, so I'm left with uncertainty. I'll say that for my own judgment, I'm just going to put a giant asterisk on it and wait to hopefully find out more. I want to believe and trust that the military did everything exactly right, and I certainly believe generally in the institution is going to do these things right. Without a video to watch, without context to be given, I'm left to figure out who do I trust, right? And who's giving a more fair and accurate assessment of the facts. And at this point, I'll be honest, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. If you are thinking about Christmas shopping, Pensacola Hardware. I know you might think, well, why would I buy somebody hammer and saws? Okay, yeah, sure, of course. Obviously, you can buy great hardware for the loved one in your life. But you can also shop the houseware section. The front of the store has knives and grills and, you know, all kinds of cookware and cast iron skillets, really good quality ones, and Yeti merchandise and all kinds of SEC merchandise. You know, there's all kinds of stuff in the houseware section, which you can, you know, browse in-store or online at PensacolaHardware.net. Their regular website for the hardware is .com, but both are available. And it really is a great place to go shopping, not just for hardware, but for all kinds of housewares and things that you might want for, you know, Christmas gifts, especially for that hard-to-shop-for person. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash at Klondike Road and Mobile Highway. They're saying there's a partial roadblock there. Use caution through that area. Also still working that vehicle crash with a roadblock I-110 southbound right at mile marker 5. And then finally, a vehicle crash, State Road 281 Avalon Boulevard, just before you get to the Garson Point Bridge. Drive with caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
This holiday season, whether you're shopping for clients, coworkers, or loved ones, Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze makes gift-giving easy and memorable. From custom apparel and drinkware to unique holiday gifts and decor, you'll find the perfect way to show your appreciation and spread cheer. Make your gifts stand out with personal touches and professional quality, all from your local experts at Prim and Proper. Visit them at 336 Gulf Breeze Parkway or primandproper.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
What's going on over here?
There's a beached whale. She's dying.
Is anyone here a marine biologist?
The sea was angry that day, my friends. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Health advisors working under Secretary Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are expected to vote today on whether to stop giving all newborns the hepatitis B vaccine.
The panel, now largely made up of Kennedy's allies, is weighing new language that would limit the shot to infants of mothers who test positive for the virus, leaving most other parents to decide if and when to begin the series.
That vote was pushed back from yesterday so members could take more time to review the proposal. Today, the 2026 World Cup draw happens in Washington, D.C. President Trump and other dignitaries will be at the Kennedy Center as officials set the stage for all 48 teams. And in Brevard County, investigators are calling a massive drug bust Breaking Bad on steroids.
Say my name.
Deputies say 26-year-old Maxwell Horvath had 92,000 pounds of 7-0, a kratom-based drug with opioid-like effects, worth more than $4.5 million. They also found automatic weapons, grenade simulators, improvised explosive devices, and explosive materials.
What's a grenade simulator?
I don't know. Maybe a fake grenade? Smoke grenade? Who knows?
Used grenade.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
A block
blockbuster deal in the entertainment industry. I'm Kathleen Maloney. Fox News, a streaming giant, makes the winning bid for a major